Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, It Came From Something Awful, How a Toxic Troll Army Accidentally Memed Donald Trump into Office, is a 2019 nonfiction book by Dale Baran that examines internet subcultures, especially early forum and image board culture, and their political consequences. Rather than treating memes as harmless jokes, the book argues that trolling, irony, and repeated online performance helped normalize a style of discourse that later fed alt-right politics and the Trump era. Baran places special attention on communities such as Something Awful, 4chan, and related spaces to show how internet identity, antagonism, and group behavior can move from niche entertainment into public life. The book is both cultural history and political analysis, written for readers who want to understand how online communities shape ideology, media narratives, and political attention. Its purpose is less to chronicle a single election than to explain how digital subcultures helped build the conditions in which Trump could thrive. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from comedy forums to political force, how online trolling changed public life. One of the book's central claims is that internet trolling was never just playful mischief. Baran traces how forum culture developed norms of provocation, inside jokes, and escalating shock tactics that taught participants to value disruption over sincerity. In that environment, the point was often not persuasion, but attention, destabilization, and collective in-group bonding. The book argues that these habits became politically consequential because they matched the logic of modern media, where outrage spreads quickly and visibility matters as much as credibility. By connecting small online behaviors to larger political effects, the book shows how a culture built around mockery and provocation can make extreme figures seem entertaining, familiar, or even inevitable. This is a key analytical move in the book. It treats internet style as a mechanism of politics, not merely a background detail. Secondly, Something Awful, 4chan, and the evolution of forum-based identity, Baran uses Something Awful as a starting point because it represents an early and influential model of internet community formation. The book treats forums not just as websites, but as social systems with rules, hierarchies, and performance incentives. Users built identity through repetition, irony, and shared contempt, and these patterns helped shape later spaces like 4chan and similar image boards. The book suggests that the migration from a comedy forum culture to more chaotic and anonymous environments intensified the rewards for transgression. As anonymity increased, so did the pressure to outdo one another in shock value and cynicism. This matters because the book is not simply describing isolated bad actors. It is analyzing how platform structure and community norms can reward a particular kind of personality. That evolution helps explain why online spaces could become incubators for political radicalization and memetic warfare. Thirdly, memes as political instruments, not just internet jokes. The book is especially interested in memes as a form of cultural power. Baran presents memes as more than images or catchphrases. They are repeatable units of meaning that can reshape how audiences perceive public figures and ideas. In this framework, Trump did not become politically influential only through speeches or policy positions, but also through constant online circulation, parody, and amplification. The book argues that memetic culture can make a candidate seem bigger than their formal political machine, because meme circulation rewards novelty, aggression, and emotional response. That process can blur the boundary between ridicule and promotion. Even hostile attention can function as visibility and legitimacy when repeated at scale. This is one of the book's most useful insights, because it explains how online ridicule can accidentally strengthen the very figures it is meant to mock. The book therefore treats meme culture as a real political technology, with measurable effects on attention and narrative. Fourthly, alt-right formation and the normalization of extremist internet aesthetics. Another major theme is the relationship between trolling culture and the alt-right. The book argues that the alt-right did not emerge in isolation from mainstream internet culture. It grew out of spaces where irony, racism, sexism, and transgression had already become part of the entertainment value. Baran shows how extremist ideas could be introduced as jokes, then repeated until they felt less exceptional and more socially usable. This is important because normalization often happens through style before it happens through formal belief. Once hateful or reactionary content is delivered in a joking register, participants can deny seriousness while still spreading the message. The book uses examples from internet folklore and taboo humor to demonstrate how subcultures can launder ideology through play. In this sense, the book is not merely about political extremism, but about the aesthetic packaging of extremism, and how that packaging made reactionary politics more shareable and less immediately legible as propaganda. Lastly, why the book matters as digital history and media criticism. Beyond its argument about Trump, the book functions as a broader study of how internet culture reshaped public discourse. Baran links forum behavior, meme dynamics, and political spectacle, to show that online communities are now part of the infrastructure of politics. This gives the book value for readers who want to understand media manipulation, audience formation, and the emotional logic of digital spaces. It is especially useful as a cultural history because it does not treat social media as neutral technology. It presents platforms as environments that shape behavior through incentives, anonymity, and feedback loops. The book stands out from more conventional political books because it explains the informal, often absurd mechanisms that connect niche online communities to national events. Its real contribution is to show that politics in the internet age is not only about messaging from above, but also about emergent behavior from below. That makes it relevant to readers interested in digital sociology, contemporary politics, and the evolution of online public life. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers interested in internet culture, political communication, media criticism, and the rise of the alt-right. It will appeal to people who want a serious account of how trolling, anonymity, and meme circulation can shape real political outcomes, rather than a simple chronology of the 2016 election. Its main value is explanatory. It connects obscure forum cultures to widely visible political changes and shows how online behavior can alter the tone and structure of public debate. Compared with many books about Trump or social media, it is more focused on the cultural mechanics of internet subcultures and less on campaign strategy or electoral data. That makes it distinctive in the political nonfiction category. It also stands out because it treats humor, irony, and provocation as politically meaningful forms, not as side effects. Readers who are trying to understand why online discourse often feels performative, corrosive, and self-amplifying will find it especially useful. As a result, the book offers both a historical lens and a practical framework for interpreting contemporary digital politics. If you would like to support Dale Baran, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.